Graduating students of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Muthanally Campus, humbly present this garland of love titled Izhare Mohabbat at your divine lotus feet, Swami.
Sai Sharaya Vidmahe Satya Devaya Dhimahe Tannas Sarva Prachodayat. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Sai Ram, brother.
Sai Ram.
How quickly time flies. It feels as if we joined the Muthanally campus just yesterday. All that fun, all that celebrations, all those happy moments. You know, these happy moments are much shorter than the normal moments.
Yes, brother. I very vividly remember my first day in the Muthanally campus. I was very reluctant to join there because it was not my choice to do so. Moreover, the course that I was supposed to pursue was in no way related to my high schooling. And to make matters worse, I was leaving behind all my friends and family members to join there. So in all, I was completely lost. Ignorant I was at that point of time, and I did not realize the value of the gift that Swami bestowed on me. It took 3 years of a beautiful love story with the Lord for me to realize that I did not get selected for a course of my choice, but He selected me for a course of His choice and altered the course of my life.
Similar is the case with most of our brothers. You know, when Swami take over the wheel of our life, rest assured that He will make sure we go in the right direction and in the right path. All we have to do is hold on to Him. In the train of our lives, the coaches can be compared to our various skills, talents and abilities, which are nothing on their own. The wheels can be compared to our mind, which should be busy running in the right direction and the right path and never go off track. And the engine can be compared to the heart, which should be driven by the fuel of values.
Even the presence of the engine, the wheels and the fuel, the train cannot run simply unless the driver is seated in the engine. It is our duty to install our Lord in the engine of our hearts and let Him take over and have faith in Him that He will definitely make us reach our final destination. And the fact that we cannot see the driver of the train does not indicate His absence. So, we must have faith, and whenever we seem to lose faith, just as any train driver would do, to reassure the passengers that He is always present, Swami gives us ample evidence of His presence.
Two of our brothers have direct experience through which the divine driver reinforced their faith in Him.
Bhagawan, you have said that you will take care of your only property, the Sai students. You are not only taking care of us, but also the thing that mattered the most to us. It was during my first summer vacation that I was suffering from back pain and had to undergo medical treatment. Later, I was diagnosed with severe problem related to my spinal cord. I was totally broken, dejected, and overwhelmed. I even told my parents that I wanted to discontinue my studies here. But somewhere deep within, I wasn't happy. I wasn't satisfied. Because I knew, Swami, you would be there to take care. You know the melting point of each and every one of us. Eventually, I changed my mind and decided to continue my studies here. So my father accompanied me to the hostel. He then spoke with warden sir and director sir about my problem. My father's return journey was scheduled next day, so we are going to the nearby accommodation office. On the way, I met one of my seniors and started talking with him. As we were talking, his father took out some vibhuti and gave it to me. I had some and gave remaining to my father and told him that Swami is there to take care of each and everything. Next day, my father left for home. Few days later, I called him and came to know that while he was traveling, the few coaches of the train were derailed. Luckily, nothing happened to my father, neither the co-passengers. Bhagwan, it was definitely you, your love and your grace. Since I was having health issue, I thought that it would be difficult for me to stay here in the hostel. But I was proven totally wrong. The love, care and support that I got from my friends, family, teachers and brothers kept me strong and motivated. Now as I look back, it was one of the best decisions that I have ever made in my life. Thank you, Swami. Thank you for your love.
Dearest Swami, we know it as theory that you are the omnipresent one. You are the omnipresent Lord. But we believe it only when we really face tough situations. When we are in places unknown and when there is no one whom we know. Who can help us but you? You made your presence clearly evident to me and yet chose to remain anonymous. Last summer, I went to Kathmandu along with some of my friends. It was early morning when we were going to be visiting the topmost spot of the Kathmandu hill station. We were all blissfully asleep in the back seat of our car, but unfortunately, so was the driver behind the wheel. We were woken up by a sudden jerk, a loud bang, and the next moment the car was taking turns in the sky. All my three friends were upon me and we were all screaming. The car landed with a thud into a ditch upside down. We were all safe and unscathed. After we moved out of the car, we noticed that had the driver dozed off at any time other than when he did, the car would have had a fatal crash across the road and down the mountain cliff. But now we had another problem. Where to go now? We were trapped. And then you again showed your presence. Out of nowhere, a battalion of the Nepal army crossed our path while jogging. And they literally lifted the car out of the ditch in a jiffy. When I came back home, my mother kept on inquiring of me about the trip, whether we were all right. Her inquisitiveness really made me curious, and I asked her that, Mom, why are you so anxious? And even I am standing hale and hearty right in front of you. Then she revealed to me that she had got a very, very bad dream while I was away. She saw me falling from a cliff in a car and dying. A mother always knows when her child is in danger. But you, Swami, you are the mother of all mothers, and hence you are there to protect me and save my life. I dedicate this bonus life that you have given to me to you, Swami. Thank you.
In this temporary world and the vast universe, what has more value than you, Swami? All that matters to us is being yours. Whatever happens, even if everything changes, all that we wish is to be with you. Our hearts only ask of you and yearns to drown in your most sweet love. Swami, we are yours, solely yours.
Bahar बस यही आग है, हम तेरे हैं साई, हम तेरे हैं, हम तेरे हैं साई, हम तेरे हैं,
हम तेरे हैं साई,
శ్రీ సాయి అద్భుత చర్యాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి ఆపద్ బాంధవాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి భక్త పరాధీనాయ నమః. స్వామి, అష్టోత్తర శతనామావళిలో ఈ మూడు వాక్యాలు చాలు భక్తులపై మీకు ఎంత ప్రేమ ఉన్నదో తెలుసుకోవటానికి. మీరు మీ అద్భుతమైన లీలా చర్యలతో ఆపద్ బాంధవుడి వలె భక్తులని తమ కష్టకాలంలో కాపాడిన సంఘటనలు అద్భుతమైనవి, అమోఘమైనవి, అనంతమైనవి మరియు అనిర్వచనీయమైనవి. అది నేను ఇంటర్మీడియట్ చదువుతున్న రోజులు, డిసెంబర్ 31, 2011. నేను ఇప్పటికీ మర్చిపోలేను స్వామి. అందరిలాగానే నూతన సంవత్సరాన్ని స్వాగతించే సందడిలో ఉన్నా. ఆ రోజు సాయంత్రం నేను 4 గంటలకి నా కళాశాల నుండి బయటకు వచ్చి ఇంటికి త్వరగా చేరుకోవాలనే తొందరలో రోజులాగానే కదిలే బస్సును పరిగెత్తి ఎక్కే ప్రయత్నం చేశా. కానీ ఆ రోజు అనుకోకుండా ఆ బస్సులో నుండి పడిపోయా. పడిపోయినప్పుడు బస్సు యొక్క ఆకర్మెట్టును పట్టుకునే ప్రయత్నంలో బస్సు నన్ను లాక్కుని వెళ్ళింది. ఆ సమయంలో నేను వేసుకున్న స్వెట్టర్ చిరిగింది, నా అరిచే పైన ఒక చిన్న దెబ్బ కూడా తగిలింది. కానీ అవేమీ పట్టించుకోకుండా నేను మామూలుగానే లేచాను, ఇంటికి క్షేమంగా చేరుకున్నా. ఈరోజు నా అదృష్టం చాలా బాగుంది అని అనుకున్నా. ఇంట్లో మా అమ్మా నాన్నకు కూడా ఈ విషయం చెప్పలేదు. కానీ స్వెట్టర్ విప్పితే చూసుకున్నప్పుడు నా చొక్కా యొక్క ఇస్త్రీ కూడా నలగలేదు స్వామి. కానీ చొక్కా జబ్బులో ఉండే మీ చిత్రపటం మాత్రం 2 ముక్కలుగా చిరిగింది. అప్పుడు అర్థమైంది స్వామి, మీరు నన్ను ఎంత పెద్ద ప్రమాదం నుంచి కాపాడారో. కొత్త సంవత్సరానికి నాకు కొత్త జీవితాన్నే ఇచ్చారు. మీరు నా ప్రాణాలు కాపాడడానికి ఏం చేశారో చిరిగిన ఆ చిత్రపటమే నిదర్శనం. నా అదృష్టం ప్రమాదం నుంచి బయటపడటంలో లేదు స్వామి, నా అదృష్టం మీరు నాతో ఉండటంలో ఉన్నది. మీరు నాతో ఉంటే నాకొచ్చే ప్రతి కష్టం ఇష్టమే, నాకొచ్చే ప్రతి ఆటంకం కూడా ఆశీర్వాదమే స్వామి.
స్వామి, దేవుడే నిజమైన స్నేహితుడని మీరు చెప్పారు. నిజమే, మా వెంటనే జంటనే ఉంటూ మా కష్ట సుఖాలను చూసుకుంటూ మమ్మలను ప్రతి క్షణము రక్షిస్తూ ఉన్నారు. ఒక అమ్మలా, తండ్రిలా, ఒక మిత్రునిలా మమ్మలను చూసుకుంటున్నారు. ఓ నీడలా మాతో వస్తూ మమ్మలను ప్రతి క్షణము ఒక మంచి నడవడికలలో నడిపిస్తున్నారు. ఓ హృదయ నేస్తమా, మీ స్నేహాన్ని మేము ఎప్పటికీ విడవము, మరువము. ప్రతి క్షణము మీ మాటలే వినాలని, మీతోనే ఉండాలని, చేసే ప్రతి పనిని మీకే అర్పితం చేయాలని తపిస్తున్నాం. ఓ సాయమా, మా నేస్తమా.
Ah, 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 ah ప్రేమైన బంధమా ప్రేమ గురు
ये कहानी है मेरी मेरे हम सफर के साथ मेरी तेरे साथ ना हुआ था कभी तुझसे रूबरू ना ही मिलने की थी कोई आरजू फिर भी बुलाया तूने मुझे अपने पास दिया मुझे वो सब जो नहीं था मेरे पास पर उसकी कीमत का मुझे नहीं था एहसास, लेकिन आज कुछ बदले से हैं हालात। अब मिट चुके हैं सारे फासले, अब तो तू बन चुका है मेरे दिल की बात। और अब तो ऐसा लगता है कि जो भी तेरा हुक्म वो होगा मुझे मंजूर, अगर ना करूं तो होगा वो कसूर। तू ही मेरी किस्मत, तू ही मेरा दस्तूर, है तेरा हर गीत है तेरा हर सुरूर, जो भी तू चाहे वो होगा जरूर। ना कोई इस जहां में तुझसा मशहूर, हूं तेरा अंश है ये मेरा गुरूर, सिर्फ तुझसे मिलना ही मेरा फितूर। हर लम्हा रहूं तेरे संग मेरे हुजूर, ऐ मालिक है अब यही दुआ कि ला पाऊं तेरे चेहरे पे नूर। आज कहता हूं बात जो है मेरे दिल में, आज बयां करता हूं कि क्या अहमियत रखता है तू मेरी जिंदगी में। आज करता हूं इजहार अपनी मोहब्बत का इस भरी महफिल में।
डियर भगवान, योर लव इज अनकंडीशनल। नो मैटर हाउ मेनी मिस्टेक्स वी मेक, यू ऑलवेज करेक्ट अस, यू ऑलवेज showed us the right path. It was in my first semester when I had an argument with my mother over a phone. She was suggesting me some vacation plan, which I objected, and in that angry manner I disconnected the phone and went to sleep. I did not give a second thought about how my mother would have felt. That night in my dream, Bhagwan, you were giving darshan in one of the monasteries I usually visit. There was a big crowd, and as you came near me, there was a disappointment in your face. Turning towards me, with a firm voice, you said, "Always obey your mother." The next day, I shared this experience with my mother, and from the other end of the call, all I could hear is my mother sobbing. Swami, there is not a single thing that is unknown to you. From that day onwards, I always obey my mother. Your love is more than that of 1,000 mothers. When me and my twin sisters were there in our mother's womb, our mother suffered a lot of pain. For 7 months, there was not a single morsel of food that she could digest properly. But her faith in you, Bhagwan, was and is very strong. Every day she used to take vibhuti. After our delivery, me and my twin sister were underweight, premature, and very fragile. Doctor had told our mother that for the next 3 months, anything can happen to us. But Bhagwan, 3 months have been more than 2 decades. It is your grace, Bhagwan, that today me and my sister is present in this very hall. For it was you who gave all of us a beautiful family, education, friends, but more importantly, this life. If not for you, Mother, then for whom shall we live this life? Amma, timile kehi nadekhera pani sabai dekhchau. तिमीले केही नसुनेर पनि सबै बुझ्छौ। तिम्रो ममता र श्रद्धामा म आज बाँचिरहेछु आमा। जीवनभरि तिम्रो गीत गाएर जिउनेछु मेरो साईमा। जीवनभरि म तिम्रो गीत गाएर जिउनेछु।
माँ बनकर तूने ये दुनिया दिखलाई, बनकर मेरा गुरु तूने ये राह बतलाई, रह के सदा संग तूने ये जिंदगी महसूस कराई। पर सहम जाता है मेरा दिल ये सोचकर, कहीं मेरी ये माँ मुझसे रूठ ना जाए, कहीं मेरा ये गुरु मुझसे छूट ना जाए, कहीं मेरा ये दोस्त मुझसे दूर ना हो जाए, कहीं मेरा ये दोस्त मुझसे दूर ना हो जाए।
Thank you. रिश्ता है हमारा सबसे है प्यारा प्यार तुम्हारा तुमसे जो रिश्ता है हमारा सबसे है प्यारा प्यार तुम्हारा तेरे बिन न रह पाए हम तुम रहना हमारे संग तुम ही हो हमारे ओसाई मां मेरे साईं मां तुम हमसे दूर ना जाना मेरे साईं मां तुम ही तो हो मेरा एक सहारा तुम ही आए मैंने जब भी पुकारा साईं मेरे साईं मेरे साईं साईं मेरे साईं मेरे साईं तुम हमसे रूठ ना जाना मेरे साईं मां मेरे साईं मां
बड़ों का आदर करना मां बाप ने सिखाया शिक्षा का ज्ञान गुरु ने दिया हमेशा खुश रहना मित्रों ने सिखाया और इन सब का आभार मानना आपने सिखाया स्वामी आपके 84वें जन्मदिवस पर समिति में सुप्रभातम किया जा रहा था एक दिन जब मेरी मां सुबह 4 बजे जाने के लिए उठी तो उन्होंने घर की बत्ती जलाई जिसके कारण पिताजी की नींद टूट गई और वो बोले तुम क्यों दूसरों की नींद खराब कर रही हो हर रोज जाने की आवश्यकता ही क्या है मां बिना कुछ बोले वहां से चली गई उनके जाने के बाद जब पिताजी सो रहे थे तो उन्हें स्वप्न आया स्वप्न में वो एक रिश्तेदार के यहां बैठे हैं और दरवाजे पर कोई आता है जब पिताजी देखने जाते हैं तो वहां पर स्वामी स्वयं आप खड़े हैं और उन्हें बोलते हो कि तू क्यों उसको आने से रोकता है वो मेरे काम के लिए आती है उसे कभी मत रोकना स्वामी इस अनुभव के बाद से आज तक पिताजी ने कभी भी माता को समिति से जुड़े किसी भी कार्य में सम्मिलित होने से नहीं रोका हर मनुष्य के जीवन में ऐसा व्यक्ति अवश्य होता है जिसे वह बहुत प्रेम करता हो अगर उस व्यक्ति को कुछ हानि हो तो अंदर ही अंदर हमें बहुत दुख और दर्द पहुंचता है मेरे जीवन में वो व्यक्ति मेरी मां है केवल मेरे जीवन में ही नहीं हर बच्चे के जीवन में उसकी मां भगवान समान है उसे कुछ हो जाने की कल्पना मात्र से मेरी रूह कांप जाती है साल में एक दो बार बीमार होना सामान्य बात है परंतु एक के बाद दूसरी बीमारी असामान्य है मेरी मां की हालत भी कुछ असामान्य थी एक के बाद दूसरी बीमारी डॉक्टरों को भी बीमारी का कुछ पता नहीं चल रहा था किसी की सलाह मानकर वो एक काजी के पास गई काजी ने देखकर बताया और वो मां से पूछा तो किसकी पूजा करती है किसकी जोत अपने घर में जलाती है उसी के कारण तुम आज तक जिंदा हो तो स्वामी मां ने आपका नाम बताया और काजी बोला कभी भी उसकी पूजा करना मत छोड़ना, उसकी ज्योत हमेशा अपने घर में जलाए रखना, उसी की वजह से तुम अभी तक जिंदा हो। स्वामी, हमेशा मेरी माँ के साथ रहने के लिए बहुत बहुत शुक्रिया। भगवान, आज तक आपने जितना भी दिया है मेरी जरूरत से ज्यादा ही दिया है, और आगे भी ऐसे ही देते रहना। जिस प्रकार अपने इस बच्चे को गिरते हुए उसके सिर के नीचे हाथ रखा और हानि होने से बचाई, उसी प्रकार हर पल मेरे साथ रहना। निर्णय चाहे जो भी हो, आप हमेशा मेरे साथ रहना स्वामी।
It has been 3 years since we entered this university, and now we are going out. क्या हम वैसे ही जा रहे हैं जैसे हम आए थे? और वी आर टेकिंग समथिंग अलोंग विथ अस, यादें। दिल में 3 साल की यादों का खजाना लिए जा रहा हूं मैं, तुझे अलविदा कहे बिना ही जा रहा हूं, तुझे अलविदा कहे बिना ही जा रहा हूं। क्योंकि अलविदा तो उन्हें कहते हैं जिनसे बिछड़ते हैं। मैं कहां तुझसे दूर जा रहा हूं, मैं जहां भी जा रहा हूं तुझे अपने संग लिए जा रहा हूं, मैं तुझे अलविदा कहे बिना ही जा रहा हूं। मैं नादान हूं, हो सकता है तुझे भूल जाऊं, मगर मुझे यकीन है तुम मुझे भूले से भी ना भूलोगे। राह जिंदगी में ठोकरें मुकम्मल है, मगर मुझे पता है तेरा हाथ हर वक्त है मुझे थामने के लिए। समझ नहीं आ रहा तेरा शुक्रिया कैसे अदा करूं, समझ नहीं आ रहा तेरा शुक्रिया कैसे अदा करूं, क्योंकि तुझे शुक्रिया कहने के लिए शब्द भी तुझी से मांग रहा हूं और तेरी लिखी नज्म तुझे ही सुना रहा हूं। मैं क्या अर्पण करूं तुझे जब मुझ में मेरा कुछ भी नहीं है, जो है सो तेरा है, तेरे बिना जिंदगी का हर सफर अधूरा है। राह ए जिंदगी कभी धूप कभी छांव का सफर है, राह ए जिंदगी कभी धूप कभी छांव का सफर है, जब तू हम सफर है तो हमें किसकी फिक्र है, हमें किसकी फिक्र है। मैं खाली हाथ नहीं जा रहा, तेरे दर से यादों का खजाना लिए जा रहा हूं, तुझे अलविदा कहे बिना ही जा रहा हूं, अलविदा कहे बिना ही जा रहा हूं।
Dearest Swami, you found us as worthless rocks and carved us with discipline to make us priceless statues. You found us as wilting buds and nurtured us with your grace to make us fragrant flowers. You found us, Swami, you found us as lost adolescents and transformed us with your love to make us responsible citizens. This is not the end of our journey together,
but the beginning of a new journey altogether.
Today is not a day to bid adieu,
but a day when we collectively say thank you.
Today is not a day we will leave you,
but a day when we will all say how much we love you.
Today is not a day we will leave you,
but a day when we can shout from the depths of our hearts that we love you. We love you, Swami.
Dearest Swami, dil chahta hai ye din baar baar aaye, dil chahta hai ye din baar baar aaye.
चाहता है ये दिन बार बार आए, दिल चाहता है ये दिन बार बार आए, हमारे साई से जो हमको फिर यूं ही मिलाए, हमारे साई से जो हमको फिर यूं ही मिलाए, दिल चाहता है ये दिन बार बार आए, दिल चाहता है ये दिन बार बार तो पाया है जिंदगी भर रहे तेरे संग एक यही अभिलाषा है, तोड़ के बंधन जात पात के हम सब एक स्वर में गाएं गीत प्यार के, दिल चाहता है ये दिन बार बार आए, दिल चाहता है ये दिन बार बार आए, हमारे साई से जो हमको फिर यूं ही मिलाए, हमारे साई से जो हमको फिर यूं ही मिलाए, दिल चाहता है ये दिन बार बार आए, दिल चाहता है ये दिन बार बार आए।
चाहता है ये जन्नत बार बार आए, बार बार आए, बार बार आए। Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.
Shama Gopala Ishwar Allah, Tere Naam Sai Tere Naam.
साईं तेरे नाम धर्म प्रिय साई राम सत्य साई राम
सर्व धर्म प्रिय साई राम सत्य साई
राम अल्लाह साई मौला साई अल्लाह साई मौला साई
मौला साई
केश बुद्ध साई है महावीर साई
केश बुद्ध साई है महावीर साई
गोपाल साई नानक साई
गोविंद साई गोपाल साई नानक साई
गोविंद साई गोपाल साई नानक साई
गोविंद साई गोपाल साई नानक साई
सर्व धर्म प्रिय साई राम सत्य साई राम सर्वधर्म प्रिय साई राम सत्य साई
राम
ईश्वर अल्लाह तेरे नाम साई तेरे
नाम
सर्वधर्म प्रिय साई राम सत्य साई
राम
अल्लाह साई मौला साई केश बुद्ध साई है महावीर
साई
गोविंद साई गोपाल साई नानक साई
गोविंद साई गोपाल साई नानक साई
सर्वधर्म प्रिय साई राम सत्य साई राम सर्वधर्म प्रिय साई राम सत्य साई राम ईश्वर अल्लाह तेरे नाम साई तेरे नाम
ओम जय जगदीश हरे स्वामी सत्य साई हरे भक्त जना संरक्षक भक्त जना संरक्षक पति महेश्वरा ओम जय जगदीश हरे शशि वदना श्रीकरा सर्वा प्राणपते स्वामी सर्वा प्राणपते आश्रित कल्पलतीता आश्रित कल्पलतीता आपद्बान्धवा ओम जय जगदीश हरे पिता गुरुदैवमो मरियन्तयुनिवे स्वामी मरियन्तयुनिवे नाद ब्रह्म जगन्नाथ नाद ब्रह्म जगन्नाथ नागेन्द्र शयना ओम जय जगदीश हरे ओंकार रूप ओजस्वी साई महादेवा सत्य साई महादेवा मंगल आरती अंदु को मंगल आरती अंदु को मंदर गिरि हरि ओम जय जगदीश हरे नारायण नारायण ओम सत्य नारायण 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 ओम नारायण नारायण ओम सत्य नारायण नारायण ओम सत्य नारायण नारायण ओम जय सद्गुरुदेवा नारायण नारायण ओम सत्य नारायण नारायण नारायण
Jay.